You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Y&R fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly prediction edition for The Young, the Restless. As always, my predictions are based on upcoming official CBS soap spoilers, as well as recent episode action. We have got predictions for Nikki and Jordan, for Ashley and Tucker, for the Newmans and the Abbotts, for Summer and Claire, and Adam and Connor. I'm so excited to unpack these five sizzling predictions for you, but if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. So I predict that by middle of this coming week, Jordan Howard's going to have three hostages, not two. So the spoilers, this is based on Monday, April 22nd. Nikki decides to use herself as bait. She talks over her plan after a few nips on her vodka bottle with Victoria, who understands what her mother's saying, but doesn't like the risk. And Nikki says, I'm going to do it anyway. You know, it's better that you work with me. And she also warns Victoria not to tell Nick or Victor because she's certain they will interfere. And then Nikki heads out to that same alley, tempting fate, on Tuesday, April 23rd, according to official spoilers. And by Wednesday, April 24th, it looks like that Jordan probably has her hands on her because Nikki tries to cut a deal with the crazy woman. So that's why I suspect that by midweek, Jordan has not only Harrison Abbott, but also Claire Newman and Nikki Newman. And that means she's got all the leverage she could possibly need over the Newman and Abbott families, which makes her very, very dangerous, even more dangerous than before. Our second prediction, I think Ashley's new altar that we meet this week is going to be really hot for Tucker McCall, lusting after him, chasing him. So on Wednesday, April 24th, according to official Y&R spoilers, Ashley's third and final altar emerges. We were told that she was only going to have three altars as part of this DID, as well as her core Ashley personality. So far, until they give us a name, I'm calling this one Blanche, after Blanche DuBois in Streetcar Named Desire, because she has a very, very thick Southern accent and she likes tequila with lime, she said. So we know that her altar, Ms. Abbott, wants to do something bad to Tucker, wants to hurt him and set Audra up to take the fall for it. That's according to past episodes. And young Ash, who seems to be a teenager, is trying to save Ashley and trying to save Tucker and stop the bad things Ms. Abbott is doing. So this altar, she's giving off this very, very blatantly sexy vibe. And I just wonder if she is going to be hot for Tucker. And maybe she's the one who was pushing before when we saw Ashley trying to kiss him and rub all over him. And Tucker and Audra are going to continue to be part of this Ashley storyline, I suspect, because spoilers for Friday, April 26th say Audra promises something to Tucker. So I wonder if it's that she'll stick around and not get jealous while this whole Ashley fiasco gets sorted out. We'll see, but I do think this new Southern sultry alter ego may want to get into Tucker McCall's sheets. We'll see. My third prediction, I really wonder if Jordan Howard is going to wind up dead and the Newmans and Abbotts conspire to cover it up. Spoilers for Monday, April 22nd, have Kyle, Victor, and Jack working to meet Jordan's demands. She wants $5 million and Jack sends it. She wants that chateau in France and Victor's like, fine, you can have it. They're still plotting to try and trap her, but they are also trying to give her what she wants so that she doesn't hurt Claire and Harrison. And between Tuesday and Wednesday, the 23rd and 24th, as I mentioned before, Nikki is going to get herself into Jordan's custody. And I just suspect with Jordan having three people that are beloved by the Newmans and Abbotts, Harrison, Claire, and Nikki, that things are going to go really, really badly for Jordan. I think someone may kill her. Nick wants her dead. Victor wants her dead. Nikki's even regretting calling 911 when Jordan tried to poison herself. Claire is very angry that her great aunt took Harrison and messed up her fresh start at life with the Newmans. So it just feels like with that many people wanting to see her pushing up David daisies that someone's going to take her out like the trash that she is. And if one of the Newmans or the Abbotts kill Jordan, I just wonder if the two families are going to circle the wagons, use their influence, do a big cover up, kind of like the ladies tried to do with J.T. Hellstrom when they killed him, but he wasn't dead when they buried him alive. And also kind of like what Victor and his team did when Nick accidentally killed Ashlyn Locke and they drove his car off the cliff. You remember that? We shall see. My fourth prediction, I think no matter how this works out, Summer Newman is going to want Claire Newman arrested. Gonna want her in jail. Spoilers for Monday, April 22nd. Have Summer over at the ranch telling Victor, Kyle, Chance, and Jack that she's 100% certain that Claire is to blame, that she is a perpetrator, not a victim in this kidnapping scenario. Jack is leaning towards siding with Claire, but Kyle absolutely doesn't. He thinks that Claire is a victim. Victor pretty much feels the same way. He just isn't seeing that this is something that Claire would have done. So I do suspect that when the hostage crisis is over, no matter how it resolves, if Claire is still breathing at the end, which I fully suspect her to be, I think Summer is going to keep on trying to blame Claire and may press the police for her arrest. Although, with Chance stepping away from the police force, are there any cops left in Genoa City to arrest her? I mean, oh my goodness. Anyway, it's clear to me that Claire is going to continue to be a bone of contention in the Newman family and now among the Abbotts too, because Kyle definitely doesn't see her as a perpetrator and Summer is going to be like a dog with a bone with this. My fifth and final prediction for this week's prediction edition for YNR is that Adam Newman's going to break ranks and go to see his son. Spoilers for this past Friday, you saw for the 19th, Adam was talking to Sharon about his dissatisfaction and his frustration with Connor's situation with this inpatient therapy. And Sharon tried to talk him down, talk him out of doing anything rash, but we are going into sweeps and that screams, let's do something rash. And basically, Adam doesn't like these doctors saying that he and Chelsea are to blame for Connor's OCD. He also doesn't like having no access to his kid, not being able to communicate with him. He doesn't trust these so-called experts. I just feel like Adam may decide he needs to go see for himself that Connor is okay since he's not in touch with them. And that's a very hard thing for them to accept given how young that Connor is. And I just feel like Adam is going to get to the point where his frustration boils over and he goes to the East Coast and he goes to check on Connor, even though Chelsea says, give the therapist room to work. I think he's going to disagree and go rogue. We'll see how it goes. Hey, drop your comments on these predictions, whether you agree, disagree, think it's going to go another way. I love reading your comments. Be sure and subscribe if you haven't, and definitely come back soon because we're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.